Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Sefer Ki Atah Imadi brings a story of a bereaved mother who was sitting Shiva for her son Rachmana Litzlan, and she turned to the visitors and said, "Before Akedat Yitzhak, Hashem came to Abraham and asked him, 'Please, can you offer your son to me?' And Abraham agreed and went enthusiastically. I believe," she continued, "that if Hashem would have asked me to give him my son, I would have also agreed. Because when Abraham passed that difficult test, he gave us, his grandchildren, the strength to do it as well. But Hashem didn't ask me. He took my son without asking first. How come by Abraham he asked and by me he didn't?" And she answered, "What I'm saying is not true. Hashem did ask me. My loving father, who knows everything about me, my deepest feelings and emotions, my purpose in this world, he saw fit that I need to go through this now. He asked my soul, and my soul agreed. We are not on the spiritual level to have open conversations with Hashem like Abraham. But we have to know, everything that happens in our lives is Hashem asking us, 'Please accept what I'm giving you now, and overcome it with emunah.' We should imagine, with any challenge that ever arises, that Hashem first came and asked us, 'Please, I need you to go through this right now. It's going to be hard, but trust me, there's nothing better for you. Every second that you have to experience this will be worth more than you could ever imagine.' That is really what is happening every moment of our lives. Because Hashem is the one setting up every circumstance, and he is asking us to persevere and trust him that it's what we have to, that is what we need. If a person is older and still hasn't found his shidduch, he has to, and he's been praying for so many years, he should think it's as if Hashem told him, 'You are a tzaddik. Your prayers are priceless. I need you to pray for a few years, a few extra years to get married. My greatest desire is to hear you, and you can't imagine what every prayer you give accomplishes. If someone is waiting to have children, it's as if Hashem said, 'Please understand, this is the best thing for you at the moment. Continue praying to me with all of your heart. This is what you need to be successful in this world.' And the same applies with every nisayon, whether it's someone struggling with parnasa or a health issue. Whatever it is, it's Hashem asking us, 'Please go through it the best that you can.' A person who was waiting a long time to get married finally found someone. She got engaged and was so happy and relieved. But then, lo aleinu, something happened and the shidduch fell apart. And she was left wondering, 'If it's not my time to get married, I could understand it. But why does Hashem get my hopes up like that, only to shatter them afterward?' We don't have the answers to those questions. But we do know that even that situation was set up by Hashem for the best. It's as if Hashem told her, 'I know you have been waiting so long. I know how hard it's been. And this is going to be harder than ever. But please trust me. I know what you need better than you do. This circumstance is only good. One day you'll understand. But now, please trust.'" People who are struggling with difficulties might say, "Yeah, if Hashem asked me to do it, I would. But I feel like it's just a random occurrence." Nothing is random. Whatever we are experiencing is Hashem asking us to experience it. If we can remind ourselves of this, and that Hashem is controlling every moment of our lives and only wants our best, then Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll be able to get through any difficulty with happiness, knowing that we are following the will of Hashem and living the life that He wants us to live. Have a great day.